You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hope you all enjoyed the festive season and the long weekend just like I did and are ready to take on the week ahead. Hello and welcome to CNBCTV18.com. This is Kanishka Sarkar and you're listening to the Top News Podcast. From what's happening in the market, the heavy rains in Kerala, to the latest on COVID-19 pandemic and more, I'm back here with the top updates from around the world. First up, let's take a look at the top headlines of October 18th. Sources tell CNBC TV 18 that the market regulator has cleared Adani Wilmar's IPO proposal. Meanwhile, the share market closed at a record high for the sixth straight session today. In an update on heavy rains in several regions of the country, according to reports, in Kerala, the death toll due to the rains has surged past 30. On the global front, China's quarter 3 GDP growth hit a one-year low. Well, it turns out the festive season was not all that good for the auto industry, as sales were down as much as 50% for some passenger car makers. On the COVID front, Niti Aayog's VK Paul says that India is in tapering phase of the second wave of COVID-19. Meanwhile, Maharashtra Health Minister has said that curbs will be eased in the state after Diwali if the virus spread stays contained. First up, a look at the situation in Kerala. Heavy rains continue to lash the southern state with water levels rising in various dams. The Kerala government has issued alerts to the public that shutters of certain dams will be raised, resulting in increase in water levels of rivers in south and central Kerala. With water level in the Idukki Reservoir, one of the highest arc dams in Asia, having risen to 2,396 feet today, an orange alert has been sounded. Meanwhile, reports suggest that the toll due to heavy rainfall, flash floods and landslides in Kerala has surged past 30. The India Meteorological Department has also issued a red alert for the northern state of Uttarakhand. It is warned of heavy to very heavy rains accompanied by lightning, hail and high-speed winds in 13 districts of the state. The Chardham Yatra has also been suspended and devotees of Badrinath Yatra have been stopped at Pandukeshwar by the district administration. Moving on to updates from the market. Sources told CNBC TV 18 that the capital market regulator SEBI has approved Adani Wilmar's proposal to float an initial public offer. Adani Wilmar is a 50-50 joint venture between Adani Enterprises and Wilmar International. If the share sale materializes, Adani Wilmar will become the seventh company from the Adani Group to list its shares on the stock exchanges. Adani Wilmar IPO will be a completely fresh issue of shares, which means that Adani Enterprises will not be selling any of its holding through this IPO. Meanwhile, the Indian equity benchmark indices closed at record highs for the sixth straight session today, led by buying across all sectors. Sensex closed at a record high of 61,756 as it rose 459 points, while the Nifty 50 index surged 138 points to end at 18,476. The broader markets supported the rally as both mid-caps and small-caps rallied 1% higher. Next up is a look at the auto industry. It's been a poor start to the festive season for automobile dealers and the automobile industry. Navratri sales of passenger cars were down 50% for some passenger car makers because vehicles were just not available in the market. According to Maruti Suzuki, the auto industry would be around 50% down during Navratri this year. It, however, clarified that this is a very approximate figure because there is no authentic source midway to find out Navratri to Navratri comparison. A dealer check suggests that on average, Navratri sales have been down at least 25 to 30% for car makers. Even bookings have seen a dip of about 10% or so over the last 10 days. This is because people are not working and also due to the lack of visibility on when they may actually be able to get the vehicle. Moving on to the latest on farmers' protest. Acting on the call of Samyukt Kisan Morcha for a 6-hour nationwide rail roko protest, farmers squatted on rail tracks at several places today. This hampered the movement of trains in Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan. The stir affected as many as 150 locations in the Northern Railway zone and hindered the running of 60 trains, causing inconvenience to passengers who could be seen waiting for long hours with their baggage. The farmers are protesting in support of their demand to remove Union Minister of State for Home Affairs, Ajay Mishra, from the cabinet following the Lakhimpur Kheri violence in which his son, Ashish Mishra, is the main accused. Here's the latest on the COVID-19 pandemic. VK Paul, the COVID task force chief, said that for the country as a whole, it looks like the tapering phase of the second COVID wave. But there are districts and states where the overall positivity rate is relatively unacceptable. This comes on a day when India added a little over 13,500 new COVID cases and the active caseload has declined to a 221-day low. Paul, however, also pointed to the COVID numbers from Mizoram, which he said are high and worrying. He said that the simmering of the virus in any part of the country is dangerous because of the way this virus spreads. He warned that social mixing during festivals can lead to an upsurge in cases. Meanwhile, Maharashtra Health Minister Rajesh Tope has said that the state government will ease COVID-19 restrictions in the state after Diwali if the pandemic situation remains contained. The statement comes after Mumbai, for the first time since March 26, 2020, did not record any COVID-related death on October 17. In some news on the global front, China's economy grew at the slowest pace in a year in the third quarter, hurt by power shortages, supply bottlenecks, and sporadic COVID-19 outbreaks, and raising heat on policymakers amid rising jitters over the property sector. China's GDP grew 4.9% in the July-September quarter, the weakest pace since the third quarter of 2020, and slowing from 7.9% in the second quarter. The world's second largest economy has rebounded from the pandemic, but the recovery is losing steam. Weighed by faltering factory activity, persistently soft consumption, and a slowing property sector as policy curbs bite. With that, we end this podcast, but before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please do write to us on cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back tomorrow evening with the top stories of the day. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for more updates. Thank you for listening.